State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, February 13th, Jess Hilarious is born day! Goes to a principal at Washington Elementary School named Nina Denson. Now, Nina has been put on a leave of absence, and rightfully so, because humans just be humaning, man. There is no doubt in my mind God looks at us sometimes as a defective product. Because I just don't understand why folks be doing what they doing. Now, Nina is the principal. The principal. Not a teacher. Not a guidance counselor. The principal of the whole damn school. The person with the highest authority in the whole damn school. And she was pretending to shoot kids and announcing they were dead during an active shooter lockdown drill. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to KTLA 5 for the report, please.
Children and parents upset by what the school principal did during a lockdown drill.
She proceeded to walk around the campus and pretend to shoot people she saw using finger movements and banging on the window. From what I heard, one of the students was told, boom, you're dead.
Children as young as 4 years old witnessed the ordeal, including Jennifer Chavez's first grade son.
The one shocking, surprising thing he said as a six-year-old was, I'm just really glad none of my friends died.
Now the principal at the school, Dr. Nina Denson, has been put on leave. The superintendent confirmed to KTLA that the drill did happen yesterday, and then staff members say the principal made an announcement that seven children were dead.
Oh my God, can you imagine the trauma these children potentially could go through of just thinking, oh my God, my friend was killed, or I was shot and told I died? It was very upsetting.
My God. In an era when America is averaging like two mass shootings a day, Dr. Nina Denson thought this was a good idea. I just, you know, try to hear things from both sides at certain points in my life, and it's LA. So maybe Nina Denson is a method actor. Maybe she needs to get all the way in character, even though it's just a lockdown drill. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe she had her own personal Tubi movie going on in her head. So you know, in a lot of Tubi movies, they can't afford prop guns. So she was using her fingers like Beyonce does when she's in her country zone. Like, people here on. You know, I just don't understand how brains work anymore. Okay, you're the principal of a school, Nina. If you had teachers in your school doing lesson plans in this way, you would fire them all. I repeat, if you had teachers in your school doing lesson plans in this way, you would fire them all. Imagine a chemistry teacher playing old Jeezy records to teach kids how to mix chemicals. Okay, kids, when you are manually mixing flakes with the soda, what do you get? When Jeezy consumes drinks and smokes, what concentrated chemical does he mix with his Arm & Hammer? That just wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work.
No.
That's like, to me, a teacher showing Suki on an OnlyFans page to teach some sex ed.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay, I like that. I like where this is going. That's like referencing Kanye West, okay, to write up lesson plans around the Holocaust.
Oh my God, that's like you and Shannon Sharp teaching a speech class.
Excuse
with y'all lisp.
Oh, that was good. That was a good one. I like that one.
And all the asses be.
That was a good one. I like that one.
Excuse me?
Sorry,
what else you got, Jeff?
That's like Webby. That's like Webby teaching kids how to be a healthcare professional.
Oh, now that's a good one. Because remember when Webby was on Breakfast Club back in the day, and then we asked how he felt about healthcare in America?
I don't really think nobody care, man. And that's how the Obamacare works.
Yes, because I asked him, what do you think about Obamacare?
And he said,
that was his answer.
I don't think nobody cares.
I don't really think nobody care, man. That's how the Obamacare works.
Honestly, a fantastic answer. Because none of these elected officials truly care. The moral of the story is you can save yourself a lot of embarrassment by simply thinking before you act. Is this too hard a concept for humans to grasp in 2024? Think before you act. Think twice before you speak. And if that's too difficult, then maybe, just maybe, the human experiment is a wrap and it's time to let AI take over. Mm-hmm. At this rate, they're smarter than us anyway, so we really don't have a choice. Please give Nina Denson the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
And I think me and Shannon Sharp would make a great teachers for speech classes. Because both of us get paid to talk.
What you say? Say it again. You think y'all make a good teachers for speech class? What you say? Shit.
We hold on. Students would really love our speech class. Okay. We get paid to talk.
Yeah, I understand. Not to spit on everybody, though. There'd be some stinky kids leaving that class.
Stinky kids, you stupid.
Lord.
Oh, man. What?
I have a question.
Oh, my God.
When y'all did fire drills and drills at the school, nobody ever took it serious, right? Y'all just ran out the class. Nobody ever cared.
We was playing everything, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So now the principal makes it like, I don't want to say like a game, but like a game so the kids really take it serious. So they understand that if there's an active shooter, what
I'll tell you the problem with that. Mm. The problem with that is that...
Because nobody takes a fire drill serious. Everybody, But now if you actually make it seem like there is an active shooter, now the kids know what to look for, to see.
But here's the problem with that.
Especially with it going on so much.
You're playing, right? You're playing, and you're not bringing the kids in on the joke. So your joke makes the trauma real. Because you're joking, but to these kids, it's real trauma. Because these kids really think there's an active shooter. These kids really think their friends died. You can't just remove that trauma from the kids once they find out it was fake.
With a pointy finger gun?
It don't matter. You told these kids that their friends were dead. So if somebody told you that somebody you love was dead right now and let you hold on to that for 15, 20 minutes, that trauma that you would experience in that 15, 20 minutes wouldn't be real, and you think it's just going to automatically go away and disappear after they tell you it's fake? You'll be relieved, but you'll still feel that trauma.
Hey, drill, guys. This is a drill.
Yeah.
This is a drill. We know
the
drill is fake.
The trauma is real. The drill is... No, they didn't... Hold on, what are you saying now?
Didn't they say it was a drill?
I get what
drill
you're
means fake.
Yes, but I don't think these kids were in on it. Because he told the kids that their friends were dead and they believed it.
From the pointy finger gun, pow, you're dead. Pow, you're dead.
And then a little boy did say, I'm just glad that none of my friends died.
Yeah, because they were really dead.
Yeah, but so what? To his point, he was saying that the fire alarm, like, they didn't really die. Like, they're not really on. They know they're not really on fire. So we used to, like,
if this would have been a real situation, seven kids would have died.
Yeah,
that's why you got to take it
seriously.
Okay,
maybe I'm confused. I thought the kids weren't in on it. I thought the kids weren't in on it. Maybe I'm confused here. That's why
they had to be. Did they when the teacher said pow? Did they like
I'm just saying during the drill.
Now y'all just playing.
I thought I
started shooting. I get what you're saying.
I'm just saying that nobody takes these drills serious.
Anyway, yeah.
The only way to make people take them serious is to not tell them that it's a drill.
Okay.
Well, so when you hit a fire drill when you're in school, nobody ever takes it serious. Ah, fire drill, all right. Hey, what up, Jess?
Yes,
like, nobody takes it serious.
They don't take it serious because they're being told. Because
they usually know it's a fire drill. They're like, 11:25 today, fire drill.
That's what I'm saying. If you don't tell people it's a fire drill, or you don't tell them it's an active shooter drill, mm-hmm. that's the only way to make them take it serious.
Yeah.
Because that would actually be fun if it's a drill and you know the principal is going to be
the only drill
around.
That's fun is a tip drill, bro.
Oh my God. Who would you want to see do a tip drill? Your lips dry as hell.
I know, yes, man. What the hell going on?
You need some more water.
As much as I spit?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Like, is it true people with lisps are they allowed to have dry lips?
Not at all. Not as much as lisps. All right. Well, that is the Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to MichaelTheBull.com. That's MichaelTheBull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.